across the country in Texas. Two disputes involving life support have just played out in relative quiet. In the last week, doctors removed it from a seriously ill baby and tried to do the same to an elderly man. Both families opposed. The hospitals were able to act because Texas law allows doctors to end life support when they think it's in the best interests of the patient. This is a law that Governor Bush signed before he became president. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand has more.
Texas is the only state in the nation that has such an explicit law, signed by then-Governor George Bush in 1999. It allows doctors to take patients off life support after an ethics panel agrees, even if a patient's family members disagree. John Paris is a bioethicist at Boston College.
It's a very courageous statute. It's a landmark statute. It had never been tested.
Until last week, when doctors removed the breathing tube from a six-month-old baby and he died moments later. Wanda Hudson's baby suffered from a fatal form of dwarfism, which meant his lungs were too small and he was beginning to suffocate. His doctors argued that it was cruel to keep him alive. A judge agreed. Ethicist John Paris.
The Texas case is enormously significant because it's the first time that the Texas statute was implemented, the statute which says that if the doctor believes the treatment being requested by the family is unethical or unwarranted or futile, that if the family cannot find another facility to treat the patient within 10 days, the obligation of that hospital to continue treatment ceases.
But the mother's lawyer, Mario Caballero, argued that there have been babies who've lived for years with this condition, and he says hospitals are more likely to pull the plug if the patient is poor.
The problem that we have here is that the hospitals use a cost-benefit analysis. They decide whether to keep someone on medical care based on financial reasons. Then they justify that by saying it was unethical and it's cruel and all this. But there is no, in a case, for example, of the baby, they could have taken on the disease instead of taking on the mother. And in the case of Spiro Nicolosis, Spiro still had blood circulating through his brain. He was still thinking.
Spiro Nicolosis was another patient in Texas who doctors said was in a vegetative state and should be taken off life support. His wife was able to find a nursing home for him over the weekend, and so he is still alive. Attorney Mario Caballero represented both patients, and he says neither got the kind of attention Terry Schiavo has, where national right-to-life groups demanded action from Congress and President Bush.
We had no movement at all from any group or politician. No one ever came forth and said, well, we're going to reconsider this law and we're going to do something to prevent this from happening again. The local Right to Life Committee didn't return my call.
I did not hear from him.
Elizabeth Graham is the director of Texas Right to Life. She says she was busy with legislative work and didn't have the time to devote much attention to either case.
It should receive the same amount of attention, but sadly, for some reason, the hospitals seem to be taken as the ultimate authority on this. And I think because there are two separate people independent of the hospital in the Terry Schiavo case, that causes more attention.
Texas Right to Life supports the Texas law because of the 10-day waiting period. Otherwise, says Graham, families would have no rights at all. She says that's why George Bush signed the law. It's also supported by hospitals who like the clarity the law gives, and it lets judges off the hook, says bioethicist John Paris.
Judges hate these cases. They loathe them. These are issues that are just too emotionally wrenching for them. And it's so much easier, so much cleaner to say, your problem, madam, is to find a doctor willing to treat your child the way you want. That's your problem, not the court's problem. And if you can't find one, then I guess you won't have one.
And so these cases are resolved relatively quickly, without years of someone lingering in medical limbo, while the courts, doctors, and families wrestle over how and when to end life support. Madeline Brand, NPR News.